Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. If you have been listening to the podcast for a long time, and especially if you are I'm on my Patreon channel, then you know that I have a strong penchant for doom scrolling. I enjoy the news. I enjoy reading the news and kind of being in the know. I've talked before about a friend group that I have. I recently released an episode with a friend of mine named Johnny. We have a WhatsApp chat where we will discuss the news every day, and we're always sharing articles back and forth, particularly political commentary here in the U.S. And our varying views between us as friends is always an interesting debate. But the reason I bring that up today is I have noticed recently that certain types of doom scrolling affects my mental health. There are days where I really struggle. I'm in a rut. And as I've tried to explore that and figure out what is it that's causing me to feel this way, to be in this mood, I realize that those are the days in which I'm consuming a certain type of media and with a certain mindset. It ends up ruining my motivation. I can't get myself to do other things I need to be doing, whether that's work-related activities, whether that's podcast activities, things with my family, other hobbies. It's just hard to get motivated on those days. And I'll try and touch back here in a little bit on the types of media and I think the mindset that gets me that way. But first, let's look at an article on the topic. So this is a new article out of The Guardian. This was released on Monday, September 1st. And it says, why more and more people are tuning the news out, quote, now I don't have that anxiety. The subheader says, emotional toll of constant negative news and unlimited access to doom scrolling has led to record high news avoidance. So before we get into the article, I would ask you to sort of reflect on your own news consumption. Are you the type of person that is in the news every day, you know, catching up on every new article and clicking all of the push notifications that you're getting and all those types of things? Where do you receive your news? Are you getting it on social media from news organizations? Do you trust the news that you're reading? Those sorts of questions. I've kind of walked through this myself after reading this article to kind of decide and maybe make some changes for how I'm ingesting news throughout the day. So I'm just going to read parts of this article because I do find it fascinating and I think there's multiple facets to this. So starting out, it says, news has never been more accessible, but for some that's exactly the problem. Flooded with information and relentless updates, more and more people around the world are tuning out. The reasons vary. For some it's the sheer volume of news, for others the emotional toll of negative headlines or a distrust of the media itself. In online forums devoted to mindfulness and mental health, people discuss how to step back from setting limits to cutting the news out entirely. Quote, now that I don't watch the news, I just don't have that anxiety. I don't have dread, said Mardette Burr, an Arizona retiree who says she stopped watching the news about 8 years ago. Quote, there were times that I'd be up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning upset about something that was going on in the world that I just didn't have a lot of control over, end quote. She's not alone. Globally, news avoidance is at a record high. According to an annual survey by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism published in June, this year, 40% of respondents surveyed across nearly 50 countries said they sometimes or often avoid the news, which is up from 29% in 2017. And the joint highest figure recorded. The number was even higher in the U.S. at 42% and in the U.K. at 46%. Across markets, the top reason people gave for actively trying to avoid the news was that it negatively impacted their mood. Respondents also said they were worn out by the amount of news, that there is too much coverage of war and conflict, and that there's nothing they can do with the information. So on that, sort of the different reasons why people give for actively trying to avoid the news, the mood one is kind of the biggest for me, definitely. I love information, and I get this feeling of FOMO, fear of missing out, when I'm not in the news. We are living in a time when so much is happening, right? Every day, it feels like every day, the same amount of stuff is happening that would happen in a month or a year, right? 10 years ago. And whether that's because that's true and things are actually just moving at a much faster pace than they were 10 or 20 years ago, or whether it's just that we have more access to information, there's more opinions, more articles, more media, because everyone's got phones and everyone's filming everything. There's just so much more access to it all. Now, some people said that they avoid the news because they don't trust the media. They don't trust news outlets. And I think that that's a really interesting question is, you know, to what extent do we tune it all out, or should we tune it all out, because we don't necessarily, or we can't necessarily believe everything that we read. Some people say that they just read the headlines and skip all of the actual articles themselves. That way they can kind of get an aggregate of the information that's coming through. Other people say that by just reading the headlines, you might miss important details, or different media outlets will skew the headlines to make you feel a certain way or to get you to click or whatever that might be. And missing out on the details means that you might be misinformed as well. From a high level, I think it's interesting to consider whether or not being informed on these things is important. Some of the biggest reasons that people talk about in this article, and also in the Collapse subreddit, there was a discussion about this. And many of the comments were talking about how if it's outside of my control, that's where I tend to spiral. And coming back to that, that is also where I noticed my mood slipping the most, was when I would kind of spiral down a hole thinking about a specific topic, about something that either is happening or, worse for me, something that could happen. Because then I find myself constantly refreshing, constantly checking and sort of stressing or having anxiety over a certain thing that I'm worried about could happen and that seems imminent based on the news that I'm seeing. And with those things being outside of my control, there's kind of a combination of stress that I can feel between, oh my goodness, like I am not prepared for this thing to happen, and yet I'm like hooked on knowing that it's happening or knowing when it's happening. And so it's this feedback loop, I think, that I put myself through of confirming that it's happening or that it's going to happen, versus stressing over the fact that I'm not ready for it to happen, that it's going to affect me negatively, and what does that mean? I'm generally, I think, I take a pragmatic approach to most things, and I think I can usually separate things that are outside of my control from what I can do to put myself into the most control. But it's like these little micro sessions when I'm, you know, looking at something in the news and stressing about it occurring. I've also noticed that this happens especially more with like macro level occurrences. I do think I find myself feeling better when I can take several hours, you know, throughout my day and not be concerned with the headlines. I am used to scrolling through Reddit. I am used to scrolling through even Twitter, Blue Sky, you know, checking the trending topics and wanting to kind of be on top of whatever is happening in this moment. And I've realized that, you know, if I check it once in the morning and check it once in the evening, I'm going to get all of the information. And if there is anything epically important that happens in the meantime, I'm going to hear about it, right? I can see my push notifications and swipe them and know that if there is something that that is super important that I need to know now, it's going to show up as a push notification and I can dive into it if it's pertinent in the moment. Otherwise, you know, go through and read it once at the end of the day, basically. So this whole thing kind of brings up the question as well, is it healthy to completely tune it all out? There are a large amount of people who actively avoid completely the news because it makes them feel sad or because it makes them feel anxious. I'm not one to say whether or not that is good or not. I know people in my life who have no idea about what's going on in the news. One way in which I do feel it's problematic is that there are people in my life who are Donald Trump supporters, and they will follow the news in as much as it, you know, creates this confirmation bias for them around their support of Donald Trump and actively avoid everything else. And not knowing, not really trying to seek to understand what's actually happening furthers the ignorance of a people, right? How can we demand change or expect change in a system if half or more people, I guess this case in the US, it's 42% of people are actively disengaged and avoiding hearing about what's going on? How do we make informed decisions about voting, you know, about knowing what's happening legislatively in our local areas? Anyway, those types of things. If we're just completely avoiding it, how can we make an informed decision for our lives, our families, if we don't know what's going on? So that's my personal kind of view on it. And that's why I stay tuned in. I want to be able to prepare. I want to know, and I want to feel educated so that I can make those types of decisions. Though I definitely don't blame people for feeling sort of apathetic about everything, especially if you have the personality type that does get, you know, depressive or anxious over the state of the world. This is definitely not me saying that you should be one way or the other. It's different for each person. Each person is unique and has their own sort of mental health status and the way that they consume things and the way that they absorb things. And I know that, again, for myself, I need to find healthier ways to digest and absorb the news. My consumption should probably be less. It would make my job here of daily talking about collapse a little bit harder if I wasn't clued in to what was going on. But again, this, you know, for the most part, I think as long as I am being careful, it is just fine for my mental health. And I, you know, consider it a hobby to understand and know what's going on. A couple other things that I'll quickly read from the article. There is a researcher named Roxanne Cohen-Silver, and she has examined the consequences of consuming media about crises from 9/11 and the COVID-19 pandemic to climate-related disasters and mass shootings. She says, with greater exposure, we see greater distress in people's reports of their mental health. Greater anxiety, greater depression, greater post-traumatic stress symptoms, acute stress symptoms. And in recent years, her research has found political polarization to be a major stressor for people in the U.S. Similarly, political concerns topped the list last year in the American Psychological Association's Stress in America poll, with the economy and spread of false news also ranking prominently. With the rise of smartphones and social media, opportunities for contact with distressing content have exploded. She says there's just ample opportunity to be exposed to news all the time through either push notifications on people's phones, or people can be consuming news across many different modes simultaneously. She goes on to talk about how some of the biggest concerns are disturbing images of tragedies, which, again, from a sort of morbid curiosity standpoint, has always been very interesting to me. I don't like to see things that are too graphic, though I've always kind of told myself I should probably get used to seeing those things as a, like, to prepare myself for stress responses in case I come across them in real life. You know, I always worry, what will happen if I come across a car crash and I see someone who's very badly injured? In that moment, am I going to be able to be helpful, or am I going to pass out, right, from the stress of it or the shock of it? And so I tell myself when I, you know, if there's a video that I come across that shows an accident scene or something major or distressing, I've kind of forced myself to watch it sometimes, you know, again, with that justification of saying, like, I probably should see and understand and know these are real human things that are happening. It's part of life, and I shouldn't shy away from them. But at the same time, you know, those things can stick with you. They can, depending on, again, the person and the way you absorb things and your mental health, can cause potentially more sort of long-term issues or post-traumatic stress reactions and those types of things. Okay, and lastly, one of the most exhausting things, I think, about news today is determining what you can trust and what you cannot. Scrolling through Blue Sky or Reddit or especially things like Twitter, I guess X now, it is so exhausting to basically parse everything. You read something and you say, okay, what's the political angle? Who posted this? What are they trying to get across? And I find myself, if I'm ever doing that, having to say, like, do I agree with this person or do I not agree with this person based on their other stances? And if I do, then okay, I can, like, trust what I'm seeing or reading here. Or, okay, this person's angle is one I don't agree with, and therefore I don't agree with the content they're posting. That's not a healthy way to absorb news. It's just, yeah, that's exhausting. It takes way too much energy. And so I do think it's important to find, you know, a source that you can trust and be able to consume from that source as much as possible. Obviously, there's no one good source of information out there. Truth is, well, as Stephen Colbert put it, truthiness is kind of in the eye of the beholder and in the eye of the producer of that truth as well. All right. Well, I've blabbed a little too much here. I invite you to consider how you're consuming the news. Obviously, that involves my own podcast as well. Is it healthy for you to be here and listening to me? I will never try and convince anyone that they should listen to this podcast if it goes against their best mental health. I will speak again with you tomorrow. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and may your doom scrolling be enjoyable. Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.